Hi, Rick.
Hey Deb, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks so much for joining us and congratulations. I mean, 25 years later, right?
Well, thank you very much and congratulations to you. I understand that you've now passed 33 years at the station. Is that right?
I guess, yes, I have. To answer your question, I guess that is, I don't know if that's a mile marker or not. In some categories, I'm still the baby, but I'm not the baby anymore. I'm the old girl, the original gangsta.
Well, you are the OG, and hats off to you for it. Great station, great record, and
Well,
a real opportunity for me to spend some time with you.
that's great. And with your permission, I'll do that. I'll put you on tape and we'll chat about your new, the updated version of RFK, His Word for Our Times. Let me
Perfect.
roll tape. I have a tape rolling. All right, Rick, 25 years ago, you did this book and talked about the relevancy of Robert F. Kennedy and to the times 25 years after his death. Now we're 50 years out. Still relevant?
Very much so. And in many ways, even more so than it was back in 1993 on the 25th anniversary. The country's, I think, as divided as any time in our lifetime, certainly since 1968. And those analogies and that circumstance, I think, propels all of us to want to understand what's going on, where there are lines to bring the country back together again, and what directions we should be focusing on to move forward. So I was struck in putting this book together by how relevant and beautiful Kennedy's words were. And I really thought and think that they can help us at a really fractured and painful time. And the opportunity to hear them directly from Kennedy, not mediated by biographers or others, was an extraordinary opportunity, and I think something of real value to readers.
Yeah, the reader would appreciate that for sure. Give us an example of what hits you hard, or and how you think that people could put themselves in that time only in 2018 and learn something from it.
Well, I was struck by so many examples. This book starts actually in a way in Boston with excerpts from byline pieces that Robert Kennedy wrote at the age of 22 in Palestine as the British mandate over that territory was ending and the State of Israel was being formed. And it runs from that point up until the victory speech he gave the night he was killed. So a tremendously rich and fertile period of his life and of American history. And it's hard amongst all of that great stuff to pick just one or two, but I was really struck by two back-to-back speeches that he gave. The first in Indianapolis, the night Dr. Martin Luther King was killed, when he was in a poor section of Indianapolis, largely African-American part of town, had been told by the mayor and the police chief that they didn't want him to go there because the community had not yet heard of Dr. King's death, and they told Kennedy they couldn't protect him if he went in and the news got out. And nonetheless, Kennedy insisted on going. His advance man that night was John Lewis, the civil rights hero and longtime congressman who was then a young activist. Kennedy went down and spoke extemporaneously about the pain he was feeling on Dr. King's death, brought the news of that horrible incident to that community, spoke incredibly movingly and entirely extemporaneously. Brief speech. It's up on our website, rfkspeeches.com, so you can actually watch the video. But what you see is a connection on a deep level through extremely elevated language, but direct from the heart. And the results were pretty extraordinary. Indianapolis was quiet that night. and yet around the country over 110 other cities and towns had substantial riots. And so it was an indication, I think, of the connection he made with that community and of the ability of leadership in a very dangerous time to make a difference. And then the very next day, he went to Cleveland to what was a largely white, middle-class audience of businessmen, overwhelmingly male, and spoke in a prepared speech. I mean, it had been written overnight, so it hadn't marinated for long. But he spoke very movingly and very specifically about what the circumstances were in particularly Black America and why those conditions were unhealthy for the country and had to be changed. And he forced that white audience to confront circumstances that they had maintained, obviously, for generations. And I think looking at those two speeches evolved under very different circumstances, focused on a critical issue, and take a look at how they came about and how they were received was an indication of the kind of relevance of the language, of the policies, of the politics to our own time.
You know, Rick, our time is short. I'm going to leave it right there, but I will ask you to do me a favor, and when the book is published, sign it and send it to the White House. Thank you.
Oh, I would be
say.
Honored. I would be honored.
Please do. Maybe there'll be some inspiration coming. Thanks, Rick. I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Deb, and all the best to you.
Thank you.